Now we come to Uzziah. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. And he built Eloth and restored it to Judah. And after that, the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now, Uzziah was a good king, but not outstanding. No revival during his time. And it was during this period, by the way, that Isaiah began his ministry. He was commissioned at the death of Uzziah, by the way. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. That was Isaiah's statement in the 6th chapter. Now we find that God blessed Uzziah in war, and he did many works here. And then we're going to look at something that is quite interesting. We have very little of the record of Uzziah here, because there's nothing in his reign that God noted particular, except one thing, and that was his funeral. And you're going to see what is called a happy funeral. Now, I think that today, that especially among Christians, that we need to recognize that death for a child of God is not tragic. It can never be. And you can always say at the death of a Christian, "Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?" Paul said to the Thessalonians, "I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not as others which have no hope." Why? Because those that have died, they go and be with Christ, which is far better. And therefore, funerals are not always as sad as they seem. I learned that very early in my ministry, that is true. And I want us to look at the funeral of this man, because I think that it has a message for us. Uzziah had a long reign, but nothing spectacular. And actually, his funeral was really a happy funeral. It was one that you could actually rejoice in. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. We're told in verse 4, according to all that his father Amaziah did. However, very candidly, I was not very much impressed by his father Amaziah, but Uzziah was a good king. And that was unusual for the kingdoms. In fact, in the northern kingdom, there was never a good king, not a one. And in the southern kingdom, there were very few. There were about 5 of them that could be considered exceptional, because during their reign, there came in the great revival and reformation. Now, Uzziah's reign didn't produce revival, but he was a good king. He was not a bad king. I think I told you before that in the college I went to, which was quite liberal, they had a Bible course. It was very fragmentary, but one of the questions that apparently had been asked from time immemorial, from the very founding of the school, was to name the kings of Israel and Judah and briefly describe the reign of each. Some ingenious freshman in days gone by had discovered that if you write after each one of them a bad king, you can't make less than 95%. And who in the world, that is any freshman, would want to make more than 95%? So the thing that we did, we just memorized the kings and we wrote after them, bad king, bad king. Now, you'd be wrong when you wrote that after Uzziah, because Uzziah was a good king.